And a good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92 when we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immunutrition, right here in Madison, Minnesota, Lutefisk capital of the USA. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. You planning to enter the Lutefisk eating contest this year?
I had not planned on entering. Well, I don't ever miss it.
Yeah, we're going for 50 years.
I know,
year,
you know, so, yeah. If we get to 49 and we're not there yet, I guess.
Yeah, we'll put a plate in front of you.
I can take that last spot.
As long as you stare at it, that's all we need.
I'm more on the side of helping get others enthusiastic about joining. So if anyone's listening.
Yeah, right. Sign up for the contest.
That's right.
In November. All right. Well, turning our attention away from Lutefisk to pasta.
Pasta.
Which I'm a little more into than I am Lutefisk
myself. I think
myself,
most people are. Everybody loves pasta.
I'm 100% Scandinavian, but I love pasta.
Yes.
And this is National Pasta Day.
National Pasta Day.
You're going to tell us about some of the benefits of pasta.
Well, and some ways to make it a little more nutritious, maybe.
To make it more beneficial.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll have at it.
Like we said, everybody loves pasta, and it's a Midwestern comfort staple for us. Even if we're not Italian, where pasta is really made and used in what they consider the right way, it's a delicious thing. And a lot of people will come into my office, and pasta is one of those things that they have categorized as like a bad food. When people say, I just like all the bad things, pasta is not a bad food. It's also not the most nourishing food that you can eat. So today I thought we could talk just a little bit about how we could make it. Well, first of all, why it's not the most nourishing thing, but then how we can just make pasta a little bit more nourishing. So the reason that I don't consider it a super nourishing food is that pasta, in the way that we eat it, is typically low in fiber. It's typically low in fat, the pasta itself, and it's typically low in protein. So when we think about what we need to make a really good, nourishing, balanced meal, it's fiber, fat, and protein. And we don't really have any of that when we talk about our typical off-the-shelf regular pasta.
So load it up with meatballs.
Well, and that would give you some protein and some fat, wouldn't it? And that's a great way to make it more nourishing, is to just combine it with those other things that are giving us what we need. So when it comes to carbohydrates, and I don't need everybody out there counting carbohydrates, even when people have diabetes, we don't necessarily always count carbohydrates. But if we were counting carbohydrates, a serving of pasta, which is about 15 grams of carbohydrate, is about 1/3 of a cup of cooked pasta. Nobody is going to sit down and eat 1/3 of a cup, nor do you have to. In a given meal, that means that our goal should be right around 3 to 4 carb choices for most people at meals, is kind of a nice place to put that limit. It's a 1 1/3 cups of pasta. It's easy to eat far more than a cup of pasta for people. So if we can find other things to add, like meatballs and some of the other things that we'll talk about, we can really bulk up our meal and make that amount of pasta that we are having go a little bit further. So you could do something simple and just replace the pasta with something else if you wanted to, like veggie noodles, or there's pasta now that's made from lentils, like red lentil pasta. Chickpea pasta is a really common one.
Yeah. All right.
It fits in every time. Corn and quinoa pasta. There's some alternatives like that do have a little bit more nutrition.
Quinoa.
I know you're not a big quinoa fan.
Yum.
I know it's not your favorite. It's not Kyle's favorite either. So you could replace it, but a lot of people like pasta because they like the pasta itself. They're not looking to eat zucchini noodles or beet noodles or something like that. So if we want to just have the regular type of pasta, let's add to it. So a few ways that you can do it. Let's talk first about adding fat into our pasta meals. We can add healthy fats really easily through sauces, like sauces that contain coconut milk or avocado, olive oil. You can make a pesto with like pine nuts and things like that, or buy a pesto. One of the things that we've done, we had to be dairy-free for a while in our house. We still have one that can't have a lot of dairy, but we've made cashew-based cheese sauces. So it's a cheeseless cheese sauce, if you will. But the cashews give it a lot of extra healthy fat and some fiber and protein. Or if you like olives, bacon, things like that, great way to add some good fat into your pasta dish. And one of the reasons that it's so important for us to add pasta, to add fat when we're having pasta is high carbohydrate. And if carbohydrates, if we're taking in too many, it can give us that sugar crash. It can give us kind of that immediate burst of energy and then a lot of fatigue. Fat can help sustain us a little bit longer. And it helps us stay full, so we don't necessarily eat as much. We can also add protein. Meatballs are a great way. Spaghetti and meatballs, phenomenal way to add some protein into your meal. You can even add chicken breast, tuna. So mac and cheese with tuna is something that a lot of people enjoy when they try it. That's an easy one. If you like fish, that's also giving you healthy fat. But any protein, steak, shrimp, anything like that that you enjoy, toss it in with your pasta. Or some pastas do contain a little more protein on their own. The lentil pastas, the chickpea pastas. Even you can buy added protein pastas just on the shelf now that just taste like regular pasta. That'll give you a little bit too. And if we're looking to add fiber and antioxidants, outside of swapping out those noodles with veggie noodles, we can also add some veggies into it. Just mix in some frozen vegetables or fresh veggies. We talked before about adding some veggies through sauces, like a beet pasta sauce, a hidden veggie tomato sauce, an avocado basil sauce, cashew cheese sauces. Those kinds of things are going to help add a lot of that fiber as well, because remember, we only get fiber from plants. So whole grain pasta will give you a little bit more, but any food that's whole is going to give you a little bit more fiber. And of course, you don't have to mix these things into your pasta if you don't want to. You can certainly have a serving of pasta and have the other things on the side if you don't like to mix stuff together like that. But then it's still paying attention to the portion of the pasta itself that you're having.
It's like a good salad usually goes good with the meatballs and,
yeah,
you know, spaghetti or something.
So, that's a great way to do it. And because one of the things that we tend to do too is we'll do spaghetti and meatballs and garlic bread.
Oh, yeah.
And that's more carb. And carbs aren't bad, but when we have garlic bread, it's usually not a whole grain. The pasta usually isn't a whole grain. So we're just getting a lot of extra simple carbohydrates that don't come with a lot of added nutrition.
All right.
Yes. So there's lots of different ways that you can do it. A lot of people think you have to make this big, fancy meal where everything is made from scratch, but really, if you have even boxed mac and cheese and you add some frozen or canned veggies into it and a can of tuna or chicken, it's a pretty quick, fast meal that you didn't have to do a whole lot of prep
right, to
make happen. So these meals don't have to be complex. It doesn't need to be complicated. We can still use simple, convenient foods, but it's still thinking about, am I getting that protein? Am I getting some good, colorful fiber from ideally vegetables? And am I getting some kind of healthy fat to help regulate those blood sugars, reduce inflammation, all those important things that we talk about with fat every week?
All right. And you're talking about macaroni and cheese brings up the story. Remember the time you and I were trying to make that and we couldn't get the water to boil?
I do. So we just quit.
I never did figure out what happened with that.
But yeah, I'm not sure either.
It's really not that hard to get water to boil.
It's not. We waited a while, though.
Yeah, you're better in the kitchen, I think, now than I am. I'm still back in that stage myself.
Yes. But, yeah. I have improved a little since then.
Yeah, you definitely have, yes.
Thank you.
Well, and you're still eating pickles along with everything, I would imagine.
And so are my kids, yeah, yes.
That's a very nutritious source of something, too. So
pickles are a vegetable.
There you go.
Yeah, just a little extra salt.
All right. Well, if anybody wants more on pickles or pasta or anything else, Amber, that has to do with nutrition and diet, how can they find you?
You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition. Or you can call over here to the radio station and you guys can get people in touch with me.
All right. And for cooking tips, they can give us a call here. And we'll
just call here and ask Maynard.
Maybe we should start a cooking show.
We can mix that in here and there.
We got a fashion show. Maybe, we can do some cooking during one of your nutrition shows here or something and live stream it at the same time.
There we go. Maybe if we could live stream it.
That's
so
right.
People could see what's happening.
Right.
It's hard to explain over the radio sometimes.
And we get Paul in here to sample.
There we go.
He was pie judging today, I understand. So,
oh.
Yep. There goes those 2 pounds that he lost recently. All right. Well, Amber, thank you for another great Taco Tuesday. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks so much.
Amber Boyens from Immunutrition right here on Taco Tuesday on Q92.